It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 88, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A judge is now considering a possible injunction that would allow three transgender girls to play on high school sports teams this season while their lawsuit continues. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Attorneys for three transgender girls argued that they should get the chance to at least make their case to play while their lawsuit continues. The injunction would let them argue their individual cases to the Utah High School Activities Association. The state's attorneys argued that the three girls would not be eligible to play anyway. Remember, these girls are suing over the law put in place earlier this year by the Utah legislature. Third District Court Judge Keith Kelly set next Tuesday to release his decision, and he said the trial will likely get started in 2023 at the earliest. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:31. Students in the Alpine School District will need parental permission to check out any of 52 books once the school year starts. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has details.
Alpine School District voted earlier this week to temporarily restrict access to 52 books that have been under review since last month. The books all have sensitive materials. Some focus on drugs, others on sex, but many of them have characters from marginalized communities.
The district made a new amendment to rules around removing books during this meeting. If the district removes a book that has characters that are members of marginalized communities, they'll have to find a replacement with equitable perspectives. It's now up to President Trump whether to unseal the search warrant used at his home. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a Florida court giving Mr. Trump until tomorrow to oppose making that warrant public. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland today filing a motion to unseal the warrant. He says the motion is based on substantial public interest.
The department does not take such a decision lightly.
ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams says Garland has been under increasing pressure to respond to criticism that the raid was politically motivated.
A lot of questions were being asked. Why this level? Why do you need to have the FBI going into his home with a criminal search warrant? Why not use less intrusive means? Why not subpoena documents? Well, now we know the documents were subpoenaed.
Now the court has given President Trump until tomorrow to oppose release of that warrant. A police standoff involving a man who tried to break into FBI headquarters in Ohio has now ended. Police say the suspect is dead after hours of negotiations failed.
Officers move in using less than lethal tactics, and he raised the firearm toward law enforcement.
The 42-year-old man was shot and killed. The nation's top public health agency is relaxing its COVID-19 guidelines and dropping the recommendation that Americans quarantine themselves if they come close to contact with an infected person. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an estimated 95% of Americans older than 16 have now acquired some level of immunity. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is warning of flooding off the side of US 6 in Utah County this afternoon. It's happening about a mile west of Sheep Creek. It's on the right shoulder. Storms have lessened, but rain is still in the forecast for this evening and, of course, for most of the next week. A handful of Utah counties have reached a resolution to conserve water and help protect the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding has more.
A resolution has been struck. That's what Salt Lake County Councilman Richard Snellgrove told Dave and Dejanovic today. Combine Utah's explosive population growth with less than average snowfall last year, and you get one of the worst droughts in Utah history. Davis, Weber, and Utah counties joined Salt Lake County to curb water use, including using turf for soccer fields.
In an all-out effort to try and save the shrinking Great Salt Lake and the growing environmental concerns that come with it, this action was taken. Davis and Weber counties, Utah County, are also involved in the effort. KSL News Time 6:34. Did you vote in the last primary election? Okay, how about the last presidential election? A study out of BYU looked at who is most likely to vote.
The study reports that minorities, voters under 30, and even Democrats are all less likely to vote. Dr. Michael Barber, a professor of political science and an author of this study, says we have a lot of room to grow as a country when it comes to voter participation.
You know, it's an important fundamental right that we enjoy as a democracy, and some groups of people aren't really taking advantage of that for a variety of reasons, some of which I think are outside of their control.
He says certain policies that make it easier to vote and help people vote could make a large difference. Chris Jacobs, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:35. We're just days away from students heading back to school this year. Utah is focused on safety. Be Ready Utah has outlined a 12-point program. It includes plans and drills for staff and students to be ready for anything. Jeff Johnson with Be Ready Utah talked with Dave and Dujanovic today about how to keep schools safe.
Schools need to be safe and secure without being a prison. They need to have a learning environment occurring there, and that needs to be open and free. So really, that starts at the doors of the school. You need to have a single controlled access point to the school and to make sure that everybody that walks through those doors, just like here at KSL, you vet them and make sure that they are the people who are supposed to be inside that school. And if not, you lock them out.
This year, KSL is partnering on stories about emergency preparedness with Be Ready Utah.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.